This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. It's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time. And I'll still do a convention speech in a different form, but we won't do a big, crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
President puts the kibosh on a crowded convention and doing it all live. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope wherever you hail from, you're safe, sound, and surviving all the chaos of the world that we live in right now. Yep, the president announced that, as you heard, no Jacksonville portion of the Republican National Convention that was planned next month because of the pandemic. It is a big setback. He was hoping to energize his base and really get things pumping and going, and knowing that the crowd live is so good for him in his bid for re-election. He said he'd deliver remarks to formally accept his party's nomination, but didn't give any specific details on where or when that was going to happen. Pretty abrupt turnaround and a pretty big decision for the campaign, and then it changes again the narrative that we are open for business. We are obviously not open for business, and the president clearly has said that same thing. So there is no gray in this anymore. It is the president saying, no, where we are, this isn't happening. Trump said the convention delegates will still gather in North Carolina, where the official business of the convention was supposed to take place, and formally nominate him for re-election. He would announce some of those additional plans coming up. We've hit that 4 million mark that we hope we wouldn't hit in actual cases. And then, of course, we keep seeing the amount of people that we're losing ratchet up. We are on a torrid pace in some of the hot zones, and certain communities are getting hit worse than others. The Latino community is getting slammed. A lot of that is because many of the frontline workers are Latino. Certainly not all. And when I say frontline workers, a lot of them are in jobs where they have to go to work, whether it's construction, etc. And that's the theory behind why is it spreading more in those communities. There is the conversation about schools and whether schools are going to reopen or not. Normally this time of year is, we're getting ready. You're a kid and you don't want to go back to school, or maybe you want to go back to school. For me, I remember we would be at the Jersey Shore and I would take every second to pack up my stuff before we would have to hightail it back up to Cherry Hill where I grew up and get ready for school. In fact, we did it right up to the next day we had to be in school. Well, for many people, that's not the case because of where we're at. So it depends on the district. It depends on the state, of course. Arizona schools may start the in-person classes and maybe not. They're not going to require public schools to reopen for in-person learning. That was expected to happen, but that's not expected now in mid-August because they continue to see a high level in the state. So you have the superintendent for public education announcing that, and that was a big change there. And this is really, again, the dominoes that we're seeing in your hamlet, mine, wherever you're listening to me, because it is about making those decisions and really looking at numbers and whether or not it's the right thing to do. And lots of, I think, school districts who want to reopen are trying the staggered thing where you're partially there and partially not there and really social distancing, wearing masks, all of that. Especially we saw even Delta Airlines, or United Airlines rather, was saying when you're on the flight, you have to wear a mask even the whole time. In airports, it still is like really going through ghost towns, as though nobody's flying. There are people flying, but it, certainly the numbers are very low. That's why we're seeing the furloughs at all the major carriers. So, boy, did I start off on a bleak note. And I always tell you what I call the death odometer and those that survive. It's that recovery number that I'm always so interested in. So we are over 4 million cases, 4.11 million. The amount of people that have recovered, 1.23 million. Yay, yay, yay. Let's push that number higher. The number of deaths, 146,000. 146,000. If you remember when this virus first smashed into us and we kept having those daily briefings and hearing them from the White House, numbers that were thrown around after a while were 146, 200,000, 250,000. So these numbers are, any loss of life is shocking. It's shocking and it's too much, of course. But these are numbers that initially were predicted. Where will we be at the end of the year? 2020 has just been one wicked curveball. By the way, deaths across the world, 632,000 recovered, 8.76 million. That's out of 15.4 million cases. And remember, these are confirmed cases. And there are certainly people that don't know they have it, etc. And we understand that. Hey, coming up this hour, I'm going to talk about some of that good news. The U.S. securing the 100 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech experimental coronavirus vaccine. Vaccine is the word we all want to hear. Could be ready by October. Free to Americans. Lots going into that and a lot of conversation about it, which, frankly, is the word I want to see. I've never wanted a vaccine so badly in my life. And I know there are those who actually don't even want to take a vaccine. I say, why not, if it is safe, right? Some are even saying you may need multiple doses. Bill Gates was one of those who warned there might have to be multiple doses. I would just say, let's just get on the track where we get that first one. Let's get this sucker. Let's do it. Because now the kinds of things that we're hearing, like the virus can jump 26 feet, that's not a good thing. We're talking about being airborne and cold and stale air conditions allowed the coronavirus particles to travel that far at a German slaughterhouse. That was one study that popped up, and how the plant turned into a hot spot for infections. Researchers reconstructed the likely cause of that outbreak at the slaughterhouse, where 1,500 people contracted the virus. And similar conditions at plants globally are a reason why they've become kind of virus epicenters. Meat plants in the UK and South America, and of course right here in the United States, the rapid spread of the virus infecting so many employees who work close, very close together on the processing line. Dozens have died, and labor advocates are saying that the lack of social distancing could continue to put people at risk, forcing even one of our meat plants in the United States to close earlier this year. So it makes sense if you think, as they investigate this further, how far. That's crazy. 26 feet. Wow. On the flip side, Dr. Dean Fennelly, an expert on pharmaceutical and clinical-related technologies, to dive into all those doses and what it means for you and I and what it means for technology and patents and everything else in between that matter. Then we're going to New Zealand, so stay with us.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Government has reached a $1.95 billion deal with Pfizer and BioNTech for 100 million doses of their experimental COVID-19 vaccine. And, of course, this is all once they get the Food and Drug Administration's approval. And then there's talk of that additional 500 million doses that could also be picked up and that we would get the vaccine for free was another part of this big story that we've been talking about. Dr. Dean Finelli joins us. He's an expert on pharmaceutical and chemical-related technologies, and he's also a partner in the intellectual property department of Safarth, I think it is, Shaw, LLP's Washington, D.C. office. I might have butchered that law firm, but he has the experience in this arena and with IP management, which with technology, that's very, very big. Dr. Dean, thanks so much for coming on.
Great to be with you.
So let's talk about how big this is.
Yeah, this is really incredible news. The death toll continues to rise. Cases continue to rise. So as the way we get back to normal is with a vaccine, and having acquired these 100 million doses with the potential to have 500 million, it's going to be a Herculean task, once we have an approved vaccine to roll it out to 300 million Americans. So this is a great sign of that.
So
I'm curious, in your side of it, that's why I specifically mentioned the fact that you have that IP background. This has got to be kind of convoluted, right, with all the transactions and licensings and the due diligence. I mentioned the Food and Drug Administration. It's got to be kind of a circus because this is fast-paced, right?
Yeah, tremendous amount of licensing going on. Deals are going on. A lot of these agreements are, you know, being done because of how quickly we're moving. These are handshake agreements that are being done even before they're papered. So you're exactly right. The urgency and the need that we have is really outweighing the lawyers getting involved with the paperwork, but definitely very promising news.
It is very promising news. And looking at that from the pharmaceutical and chemical technology area, too, and you've seen lots of this come down the pike. Is this one of the, and of course, we're in unprecedented times. This is one of the most, I'll call it, interesting things that you've seen and how fast this has happened?
Unbelievably fast, Kate. Typically, when you're talking about vaccine development, you can go anywhere from 10 years, in some cases more. Here, the genome was just identified of the virus in January. Fast forward 6 months, and we have some companies that are already in phase three, which is the critical trial prior to approval, where we're going to look for that efficacy in these large 30,000 or more patient subject populations. So really unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this before. I don't think anyone has. But the Trump administration with Operation Warp Speed is really trying to coordinate with the FDA and the other regulatory agencies with all these companies that are developing these vaccines to make sure that whatever comes onto the market, whichever vaccine candidate is first, that it is safe and it is effective.
So as a lawyer, when you have something like this happen, Operation Warp Speed, how many lawyers are involved in this with all the licensing that we mentioned at the beginning of this?
Oh, there's, you know, in addition to the thousands of scientists that are working on the development, there's probably an equal amount of lawyers that are just looking at all these contracts. So, but I can assure you that lawyers aren't holding things up. It's the science that's dictating.
Yeah, I just picture in my mind having lawyers in my family that, you know, you're working late into the night, you're finding, we got to get this approval, and we got to make sure we sign off on this, and there's this giant oak table somewhere, and there's just so many lawyers, and then you have the scientists in another area. But in all seriousness, that's the importance, the availability, making it happen, and getting it through. And you know that intellectual property can be tricky.
Yeah, it can. And a lot of companies have said they're not going to make intellectual property hold this up. And when we think about intellectual property, typically we're thinking of patents, trademarks, et cetera. And when a patent's filed, that would preclude other people from, for example, in this case, using a vaccine that would be under patent. But here, it's very reassuring to hear a lot of companies, just because of the humanitarian need, they're relaxing strict patent standards, and even if patents are issued, the humanitarian aspects of this will outweigh that. So I think most important thing everyone realizes is let's get a vaccine that's safe onto the market as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. Dean Finelli, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
All right, so once again, there is no question when you look at it, a $1.95 billion deal. I want to make sure I said that correctly, billion-dollar deal for 100 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. And that's big that the government's paying for that, obviously. Like Dr. Dean said, it's that Operation Warp Speed, and it would be available to all of us for free maybe by October. I mean, there's the key thing. We don't know for sure that it's going to be October, and you know how that is. We don't want to be sitting on October, 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 but wouldn't that be fantastic? And at least by the spring, streamlined, and then there we are. And the fact that they can get that additional, and I mentioned that those additional doses, now they're saying really up to 500 million. So those are the new numbers that I have. I want to make sure those numbers are right because that's significant, 500 million doses. Wow. And Pfizer and their vaccine partner would get that payout upon the receipt of the doses, and that follows what I was talking about with Dr. Dean, regulatory authorization, approval, all of that. That's why it's so significant, because to be in the middle of this, from the legal aspects of it and, of course, from the scientific aspects, and to make this happen so quickly, I mean, you have to have the humanitarian side of this completely on your mind, because normally this would never, ever be able to move the way it has so swiftly. And again, this still has to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, and nations around the world, of course, are waiting with bated breath, and they've already started ordering vaccines that are still being tested as part of the way to try to blunt this horrible impact of the pandemic that we know has really kind of rolled our lives in all aspects of it and killed economies. And, of course, more than 600,000 people since the beginning of the year. So the U.S. has ordered the experimental shots developed already by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca as well. And just as a quick aside, because we talk about the markets and we talk about how one thing rises, another thing crashes, and we're seeing that in so many different industries, the industries that are making a quick turn and are able to do something innovative or different or whatever, or industries that are just lend themselves to it. So, of course, pharmaceuticals and the development of this. So I'm watching Pfizer, and you keep seeing the shares mostly rise, and the same thing with BioNTech as well. That's the other partner in this. And of course it is, because could this be a bigger moment in our lives when we're talking about the race to see a vaccine? In talking to a doctor the other day, he likened it to, and we've talked about this before, to think about polio and the devastation of polio, but nothing like a pandemic. And then we go back and think about the first pandemic, which killed my great-grandmother, who I knew no details about, because, you know, all of a sudden they're in the middle of the Spanish flu and trying to figure out ways to help people. What can they do? And we saw what the devastation, or have read about the devastation at those times, what it was and how many people lost their lives. And it's hard to compare the errors, and because of the differences between what we're talking about with Spanish flu and what we're talking about with COVID-19. However, you know, the droplets, et cetera, the exposure, and how it's a kind of a fumbling around, figuring it out, throwing those darts. Of course, smart people throwing the darts, but really racing to make it happen and get us to the place where we need to be. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The nation got another dose of bad economic news as the number of laid-off workers seeking jobless benefits rose for the first time since late March, intensifying concerns that the resurgence of the coronavirus is stalling or even reversing economic recovery. On top of that, the extra $600 in weekly unemployment benefits provided by the federal government, on top of whatever assistance states provide, is set to expire on July 31st. More than 1.4 million people applied for jobless benefits last week, the Labor Department said, up from 1.3 million the previous week. And that's the first increase since March and the 18th straight week that it has topped 1 million. Before the pandemic, applications had never in history exceeded 700,000. Congress is continuing to negotiate another aid package that could extend the extra unemployment support, though likely less than the 600 being given now. This is USA Radio News. A judge ordered the release of President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer from prison, saying the government retaliated against him for planning to release a book critical of the president before November's election. Michael Cohen's First Amendment rights were violated when he was ordered back to prison on July 9th after probation authorities saying he refused to sign a form banning him from publishing the book or communicating publicly in other manners, according to U.S. District Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein. The judge ordered Cohen released from prison to home confinement by the end of the day Friday. Two major airlines reported huge second quarter losses, and their leaders warned that the new surge in U.S. coronavirus cases has stalled the recovery in air travel and added to the industry's disarray. American Airlines posted a loss of more than $2 billion, and Southwest Airlines lost over $915 million. That pushed the combined second quarter loss of the nation's four biggest airlines to over $10 billion. Earlier, Delta Airlines reported a $5.7 billion loss. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Testing, testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing.
What is this?
Yes. You can't turn me off. Daniel, you've got to listen to me now.
Have I?
Wow, this time around we're taking you to New Zealand, and I'm going to introduce you to a fascinating author. And she's written a book that is so thoughtful that it's a children's book, but I think adults could read it. It's one of those books that, to me, crosses over. It is very thought-provoking. So without further ado, she is in our virtual green room in New Zealand. Dawn Elvidge joins us now, and she's written a book called Octo Annie. Dawn, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you have to, because you're in New Zealand, of course we have listeners all over the world, including all over the United States, and New Zealand is one of those places that, I don't know that you're a rival of Australia, but people who go to New Zealand say, oh, it was so much better than Australia. The sea life is fantastic. The people were amazing. So you're a New Zealander, and you've lived in different parts of New Zealand. What was life like for you and is like for you in New Zealand?
It's wonderful. I think we're a very, very lucky country, both the North Island and the South Island. Great country to live in. We are, of course, now in lockdown. Our borders are closed because of COVID-19. But we don't have any community,
problems with,
Yes. And, but we have wonderful scenery in that we have lots of bush and tramping areas nearby our cities. And of course we have our mountains too.
Yeah.
They're a wonderful place.
Yeah, there's.
And our beaches.
Mm. Mountains, beaches, great people. I think everybody needs to go to New Zealand. So there you are in New Zealand, and you come up with this idea for Octo Annie. And part of it, because we talked off the air, was prompted by a visit that you had to a sea creature in their territory with one of your grandchildren. Tell us about that.
My grandson and I went to Kelly Charlton's Underwater World. That's a very popular place here in Auckland. And we were watching the octopus with its eight arms. And each arm seemed to have a mind of its own, working independently. One arm, say, clinging to the glass tank, another picking up a pebble, or shaking seaweed. And I used to say to my grandson sometimes, when he came to say, oh, help me with the Lego, and I was, say, making a sandwich or peeling an apple, I'd say, oh, just wait a moment, I've only one pair of hands. So at Kelly Carlton's that day, when we were watching the octopus, he said that it would be a handy member in our family with his eight independent arms.
And so, kind of later, gave birth to Octo Annie, and Octo Annie is a character that has arms that you named, right?
That's right, and I named them Slither and Slide, Pick and Shovel, Searcher and Slinger, Pusher and Puller. Those are jobs that they do in the Martin family.
Yeah, I love that. So I jumped ahead. I want to come back to what is the book about? If somebody said to you, because now we're all traveling to New Zealand and we come over for tea and we say, tell us more about the book. How would you describe the book, Dawn?
Octo Annie wants to join a family. So she puts, say, advertisements in the local supermarkets and she's invited to help the Martin family move house. And I've put in different aspects that can be discussed by the reader and the listener. The importance of family, first impressions, especially when the pet dog and cat meet the octopus coming into their household. And then the cooperation of the family with Octo Annie and Octo Annie's arms all working so cooperatively together. And then I think the main message is put into words that it's not what happens that matters, but how you react to what happens that matters. And so I leave Octo Annie trying to hit a golf ball. You'll wonder how that's come about. And waiting and hoping that the Martin family will come and take her to the new house. And also hoping that they do. So she ends on a hopeful note. She tries and tries, waits and waits, and hopes and hopes. I guess that's what it's about.
Wow, I love that. And that's the lesson. That's why I say that lots of different people could use this book and can understand that is it's not what happens to you, it's how you react. Do you feel like, in a way, you lived your life that way?
Beg your pardon?
Do you feel like you lived your life that way?
Very much so. Oh, yes, yes. Many circumstances. Yes, I've chosen how I react.
And like we said, that is the lesson. So I think you were born to write this book. And you were a teacher. You're still a yes. very young woman in my eyes. I guess we can tell people.
I know. I'm...
But I think you sound tremendous, and you obviously are living and have lived a great life. But what did you teach in school?
I taught languages, Latin, English, and French. Latin is not so popular these days, but the course of classics has taken it over to a certain extent, and I think that's very good. And French used to be popular in New Zealand schools. Now, I think fortunately, Mandarin and Spanish are being taught, besides Maori or Te Reo that should be taught, I feel. So New Zealand curricula has widened in the language sphere, but I was very much Latin and French. And the French in my day was the emphasis was on literacy rather than oracy. So grammar and reading, writing of French, that was more the emphasis in the classroom than speaking. But now the emphasis is very much on speaking and conversing in French.
Oh, that makes sense.
And, of course, English. I love the English of every aspect of English.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you, this is what you did for a living. You come up with this book now, Octo Annie. You change an ending from what you originally had it, so it has that hopeful ending, and I think we've talked about it, but it brings it back to the same thing. When people listening to us decide they want to get this book and they get the book, what do you really hope they take away from reading the book?
That very message, that it's how we react to the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Everyone has problems, difficulties to face, and it's the way we choose to react to them. Oh, and also note, in the I've used a pen name for the book too.
Yes, and tell everyone your pen name so they know when they look it up.
Nye D. Ulrich. Nye is the word for grandma in Mandarin. D is for my name, Dawn, and Ulrich used to be my name. So that's why we have Nye D. Ulrich.
All right, so that's great. So make sure when you look it up that you look it up that way, Octo Annie. And I know that feeling. Sometimes I wish I had, you know, six arms, eight arms, and I could slither and slide and do exactly what your character does. It was so delightful to have you on and to join us from New Zealand and give us a little flavor of your life, too, as well, and tell us about New Zealand. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
All right, we dive right in. Hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Just a reminder, you too can be a part of the mail scene here on the show by flipping me one at Kate. At KateDelaneyRadio.com. How easy is that? Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, I got this one from JoJo listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Kate, I cannot believe some of the sad stories that I recently have been seeing of those that have died from COVID-19. Just when you think we're out and in the clear, were anything but those 13 nuns, probably the saddest story, or one of them anyway, that we have heard of. And, of course, that was right here in Livonia in my state. And they all lived together. They were older. And that's exactly the kind of place where a virus could spread. Yeah, you nailed it. They were 69 to 99, from what I understand, teachers, and there was even one that was a secretary in the Vatican Secretariat of State, which is a prestigious thing to be. And it's got to be one of the worst losses of life to a community of women in a religious order since the 1918 influenza pandemic, of everything that we've heard, that's certainly one of the most tragic, very, very sad. And you saw, you know, all their faces. I saw when it happened, I saw just the line of them. It reminded me of the way their pictures were, kind of like a high school yearbook. And you could see, I mean, this is maybe a weird thing to say, but they just seem full of life, you know, in the pictures that stood out to me. I saw it in a news briefing somewhere the first time I heard of the story. All right, this one is from Bill. He says, Kate, this is the first time I've emailed you. I do like the show. I love the fact, in fact, I dig the fact that you're a chick who knows sports and a whole lot about a whole lot of things. I'm not sucking up to you. I promised my wife I wouldn't do that. But here's my question, and it has nothing to do with all the sadness and chaos around us. I'm trying to take a break from some of that. Do you think that the Dodgers will win the World Series? Oh, such a timely question. The Dodgers smoking around San Francisco. We had the opening of baseball. We're out of summer camp, as they say, Bill, and you had the Yankees in the opener. Fauci actually threw out the first pitch at beating Washington, and the Dodgers are loaded. I think the Dodgers, I do pick the Dodgers to win the World Series. Normally I wouldn't go out on a limb like that and just let it crack beneath me in case, but from tip to top to bottom and everywhere around, absolutely, and we've seen how they've played the last couple of years. But this is a different kind of season because it's new rules, no fans. I'm going to say new rules, a couple of new rules, 60 games, so forget that whole little cliche, oh, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a sprint. So you start to lose a couple of games here and there, and then you go in the wrong direction. But I do believe the Yankees with pitching, with the lineup, that it's funny that you asked me, you must be a Dodger fan, you didn't say that, but I do believe they have the best chance. It's very strange to see how this season ends up. And baseball has the best chance, by the way. I'm just going to throw this one in for a hot opinion. Baseball has the best chance to survive, to get through, even with people testing positive here and there, because it's not as much of a contact sport. People keep asking about me, about the NFL, and the fact that there's so many guys on a field and what they're doing. It's a contact sport, and I think it's much riskier for having more infections and making it tougher to have a whole season go through. And the same thing with the NBA, even though they are in a bubble, so maybe that helps, and it could. They might be able to get through it. I'm not saying they won't, but I think baseball absolutely has the best chance to go through, have some tests that are positive, but be able to make it through the season, let's put it that way. This one is from Doug, listening to us in Texas. Kate Delaney, Michael Cohen, out of the joint. I guess he was a target of retaliation. How about that? There must have been some Trumpsters that were in prison that did not like Cohen, and the fact that he flipped on his boss and was supposedly writing this tell-all book. So because he was targeted, he got to get out. Do you think that was a bunch of hooey and somehow they just planted the idea, or do you think it's true? I think it's true because there's no interest legally in him in or out except for the judge that ordered Cohen be released and has to go to home confinement. He was definitely being targeted. So he was shackled on July 9th. He was questioned agreement that barred him from publishing his book. And then the judge said he never in his 21 years on the bench had seen a provision barring a prisoner from speaking to the media and thought that was crazy. And he was in solitary confinement in New York, about 70 miles northwest of New York City. So for the time being anyway, this is it. The judge said it's just not reasonable, said he would, you know, Cohen's lawyer said he would agree to the imposition of the media gag order pending the discussion so he doesn't have to wait, and the judge found that it was fine, so he gets released because of this, I don't know, this book manuscript, the threats, the retaliation, blah, blah, blah. It is very strange. He served a year of his 3-year sentence before being released in May, if you remember. and strange. And if there's somebody who knows everything, I mean, Cohen was his guy. When you're in a position like Donald Trump, even before president, being president, of course you have to have lawyers, a lawyer, a confidant, and that makes it interesting as to what he is privy to or what he could exaggerate or spin or, you know, whatever, bottom line. This one's from Megan. Megan says, I hate to say that, but I've been watching a series about Jeffrey Epstein. You mentioned it on your show, Kate, the Netflix deal about Filthy Rich, and somehow my husband and I got sucked into it, and this Ghislaine Maxwell is evil, and if anybody should get nailed, it should be her. I'm glad they caught her. There's something about the privileged life that she led and how she destroyed the lives of those young women that just makes you sick to your stomach, and you can understand human trafficking a lot more and how so many could get pulled into that cycle since he took the coward's way out or somebody did it for him, whichever you believe. I think she deserves a big giant day in court and all those young women get a chance to see her squirm. Well, the federal judge, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I can't, you're not asking me anything, and I can't disagree with that. Suddenly we know this woman's name that we normally would give a crap about. But the federal judge presiding over the sex trafficking trial actually rejected a request by her defense lawyers to impose a gag order preventing prosecutors, federal agents, and lawyers from discussing, and the victims, from discussing the case. And the judge said she didn't believe that further actions needed to protect the defendant's right to a fair trial. But lawyers and witnesses said she wouldn't hesitate to take appropriate action if she determined that they violated the court rules, barring them from making comments about the evidence outside the court. Because, of course, they're pushing for, it's unfair and everybody knows her name and what's happened and, you know, all that other sort of thing. She'll get her comeuppance, I think. Either way, she gets her comeuppance, but it deserves to be in front of those women. They deserve that moment that they didn't with that crazy devil, Epstein, who was allowed to just do some of the most heinous things and whatever he pleased. Why? Because he had money. Then we go to this from Paul. Kate, I've heard you talk about tear gas and what's happening in Portland. Oh, my gosh, you have no idea how bad it is. I'm a Republican with a hard R, if you know what I mean. I really am. But once I was listening to the story about the mayor being tear gassed, it made me just cringe. And I'm not a big fan, normally, of Ted Wheeler, but I agree with him. Some of these federal agents are taking it just a little bit too far. However, there are looters, rioters, problems, depending on what day of the week it is. On that note, again, you can shoot me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening. Big shout out to MoFlam. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.